It's my pleasure to serve as the president of the Lorraine International Association, and in our 49th year, I would like to welcome you all to the event that really kicks things off. There are two kickoffs. One is when we introduce our princesses. We will get to meet them this morning. And this is the other one. Once we get to the week and once things are all set up down at Black River Landing, at least partially set up, we start kicking things off and we get ready for a celebration that really takes into consideration the diversity that's in this room. That's our strength. That's our strength as a community. That's our strength as Lorraine. And I want to thank you all for being here today and for participating in the Lorraine International Festival. Give yourselves a round of applause. I'd like to start by introducing you to some folks that make a lot of this possible. Our board in particular, and even more so, more specifically, our chairs, the chairs of the many committees that organize all of the events that hopefully you all will attend all week long. I'd like to introduce our officers. As I mentioned earlier, I serve as president. That's my pleasure. I'd like to also introduce our vice president, Rick Soto. Our secretary, Amy Barnes. And in the doorway in the back, our treasurer, Bambi Dillon. I'd like to also recognize our committee chairs. I will start by introducing our ethnic entertainment, Maria Georgievsky. She chairs that. Mentioned Rick a moment ago. He also handles security. No surprise there. Our pageant committee chairs are Nikki Janik and Terry Soto. Natalie Rodriguez and Mary Alice Woltman co-chair the parade. Lynn West and Palma Stipe handle our souvenirs and crafts at the station out at the festival grounds. Palma also handles our wine tasting. It's a great event every year. Heidi Gedling puts this together. Jerry Sifter wanted to make sure I got it right this year. She handles all of our sunshine and all of our special events. Thank you, Jerry. Our band concert, we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a little bit. Lynn West and Palma Stipe co-chair that as well. Lynn West also stepped up this year and took on sacred music along with Mary Miller and Martha Pye. Ben and Chris Davey, who are not here this morning, have taken on a pretty monumental task of handling all of our public relations and our Facebook site. So we want to thank them as well. We can give them a round of applause, please. Nora Rodriguez handles our website. And also not here this morning, Nicole Jovanovsky handles our float, which is a big deal if you're in the court. So let's give her a round of applause as well. The rest of the folks up here on the top of the dais will introduce as we go along this morning, but we'll go ahead and get into our program. I would like to introduce our reigning Lorraine International Queen, Colleen Zygmunt, who will handle the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I tell you what, we sat down a little bit prematurely. I'm going to ask you to stand back up for the African American National Anthem. I believe, Janine, you're going to perform this for us.
Good morning.
Lift every voice and sing to the heaven ring with the harmony. song, full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song, full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of a new day begun, let us march on till victory is won.
Thank you, Janine. As always, we should pause before we begin this week and look for every opportunity to bring blessings upon our gatherings and our events this week. We'll ask the Reverend Monique Greenfield from Wesley United Methodist Church to join us right now for that purpose.
Let us bow our heads as we go before the throne. Dear Heavenly Almighty Father, oh, how we just thank you for this day. Lord, we just thank you for the bright shining of the sun and your sun shining upon us, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the Lorraine International Festival, Lord. We thank you for all of those who have worked very hard on this week, Lord, and all of the preparations, Lord. And Lord, and we just pray a mighty blessing upon the festivities this week, Lord. Lord, that you will anoint the people, you will anoint the events, you will anoint the community, Lord, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for all of those who are in the pageant, Lord. And we just pray that you just give them peace, Lord, as they are getting ready to journey along this journey, Lord. And Lord, and we just thank you for the spotlight of the African American community. And we would be remiss, Lord, at this time if we did not mention the South Carolina Church Emmanuel AME. And we just pray that you just have your way within our communities, within our state, and within our nation, Lord, with all of the excessive violence. But Lord, we just thank you for this festival that is full of diversity, that brings us all together, Lord, in unity and in love. And Lord, and we just pray for our speaker, Lord, that you will just allow him to bring forth a mighty word, a word of encouragement, a word of uplifting, and a word of courage. And Lord, and we pray that you will bless the food that we will receive today for the nourishments of our bodies, that we will continue to be strengthened to do your will. Lord, we just love you and we thank you and we bless your name. And let everyone say, amen.
Thank you, Reverend. Typically, this is where we'll start serving. But today, on behalf of the LIA, I'd like to pause for just a moment. Some of you who know me know that this is not typically part of my attire. We were out setting things up on Saturday at Black River Landing, and I tweaked my knee a little bit. But in the process, I went over to this bin and where all the screws and bolts of the stuff that we used to use were, and I lifted up a bucket, and underneath the bucket were these metal brackets. The metal brackets that we used to use on the old setup. I don't know if you remember the old wood setup when we got the new booths last year. It was that moment when you get reminded of someone in particular. First time I met Richard Garcia, he had a vise, a hammer, and a bracket. And I couldn't figure out what the heck he was doing. Richard was that guy that would do those kinds of things. He was straightening out these brackets that had been bent from the year before so we could use them this year. That was Richard. We lost Richard in the past year. His wife, Pauline, is still part of our board and still active. But this year, we want to remember Richard. So I hope that you will give me just a couple minutes to do that. This year, the 2015 Lorain International Festival is honoring the life and legacy of our dear friend, Richard Garcia. He and his wife, Pauline, have been active members of the Lorain International Festival since its beginning for 49 years. He was a member and past president of the Mexican American Citizens Club, which he was proud to represent at the International Festival. Richard was an active member at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Lorain, where he was a member of the senior sociables, served as an usher, a general handyman, and worked in the kitchen crew and the pierogi crew. Mexican guy making pierogies. Think about that for a minute. He's also a member of the Lorain Senior Community Center, where he was in charge of the building and maintenance, a member of Sacred Heart Chapel Guadalupe Society, and a member of IAV Post Number 1 in Lorain. Richard offered a hand, and for those who grabbed hold and hung on, the blessings were many. No one ever wore life as comfortably or naturally or gratefully as Richard. A dignified life as few men do. He was unassuming, modest, thoughtful, and generous. What huge broad shoulders he had. He was a man of surprising and delightful intellect, and most of all, a man of grace. This was what human heart can be. Can be. So this year, we are honored to dedicate this festival in his memory. Thank you. As part of that we will have hanging at the Lorain International, you will also see, and all of our board members, this pin as we celebrate the International and remember our lost friend and our lost comrade. Another way of recognizing this is through our mayor. So I'll ask Chase to join us at the mic for a moment and speak to our proclamation.
Sure. Well, Don, thank you very much. And, you know, I think as you see the pins on everybody here today and you see the picture of Richard, that smile is something that that you'll never forget. It's something certainly for me that I won't forget, whether it was at St. Anthony's or whether it was after speaking at the senior center trying to walk out, me down with a couple of issues he needed me to take care of or questions he may have had. He always had that smile, and I think as Don talked about some of the groups that he was involved in, he embodies, I think, what all of us are here today doing, the spirit of Lorain, giving back to the community, being involved, trying as an individual to move our city just a little bit each and every day. I'd like to read a proclamation, and it may sound a little bit redundant, but I want everybody to really listen to the words and see what this man gave to the city, gave to his family, gave to his community. Take that as you leave here today. Go about your future days. This is a proclamation. As Richard P. Garcia Sr. was lovingly welcomed into the world by his parents, A.C. and Antonio Garcia, on March 17, 1930, in Rockdale, Texas. And whereas Richard moved to the city of Lorain in 1949, Terminal Railroad, prior to joining the United States Army, proudly served his country as a medic with the rank of corporal during the upon receiving an honorable discharge, he returned to Lorain and worked for Thew Shovel for 18 years as a supervisor and foreman. Ford Assembly Plant as a maintenance welder for 23 years before retiring in 1995. Whereas Richard was an active parishioner at St. Anthony Catholic Church, he was a member of senior club and joyfully served as an usher, general handyman, and regularly lent a hand and assistance in the kitchen and to those pierogi. Whereas Richard's cooperative nature and poverty earned him both within the numerous organizations to which he belonged, which includes Sacred Heart Society, IAV Post 1, the Lorain Senior Community Center, where he was in charge of building maintenance, and as a member of Local 425, and as a past president of the Mexican American Citizens Club, and as a trustee of this International Festival Association. Richard is survived by his ever-caring wife of 60 years, Pauline, his wife, Anna, his grandchildren. Enjoyed spending time with him and watching him. In conjunction with the International Festival, we dedicate this 2015 International Festival to the memory of Richard P. Garcia. As you can see by this proclamation, he was a tremendous gift to the community. And as you can see, Ford, through Shovel, the United States Army, IAV, Lorraine Senior Center, the International Festival. This is somebody who continued to give and give and give. Let us all hope that we can, in our future footsteps, embody Mr. Garcia. Thank you very much.
That is the mayor of Lorraine, Chase Rittenhour, here at the International Breakfast. We are at the Lucas Blaise in the park this morning. You're going to get ready to breakfast in a moment. We'll get back to some of that.